This is KERA News. I'm Eric Austin. Another election day is approaching in North Texas. Cities, school districts, and other local governments are gearing up for municipal elections on May 6th. Early voting starts next Monday. KERA's Christopher Connolly joins me to talk about some of the races in Tarrant County. So, Chris, you've spent some time doing some tallying, and there's a ton going on across Tarrant County.
Yeah, there are elections for more than 28 different school board seats in districts across Tarrant County. For city councils, a whopping 72 council seats are on ballots in the county. And a lot of municipalities are electing mayors, 14 of them, including Fort Worth and Arlington.
That's a pretty full field of candidates this time around. That's pretty unusual, right?
It's true. Political watchers have been commenting on just how crowded the ballots are this year, especially in Fort Worth, where some council races have as many as four different contenders.
Let's stay in Fort Worth for a minute. Mayor Betsy Price has a challenger for the first time since she was elected back in 2011. This year, she has a challenger, but this is his first political race.
Right. His name is Chris Nettles. He's a 29-year-old county court clerk and also a pastor, and he's facing kind of an uphill battle. Price is pretty popular, and she's raised a ton of money, nearly $500,000 for the race. Nettles has raised just $4,500 as of the last campaign filing. In this race, he's been focusing on building support among younger folks, especially, and he's pitching himself as someone who can bring fresh ideas to City Hall.
Probably the most heated race in Fort Worth is for a council seat on the north side, Councilman Sal Espino's seat. Espino announced last fall that he's stepping down after years of serving on the council.
Right, and there are four contenders to replace him. There's an aerospace engineer named Carlos Flores, who is the establishment pick. Espino and the mayor and the school board president have all thrown their support behind him. And Flores has also raised the most money in the race. Steve Thornton is running close behind him in that money race. He's a retired firefighter who challenged Espino in 2015, but narrowly lost. Then there's a former UNT Health Sciences Center executive, Jennifer Trevino. She served on a handful of boards and committees in the city over the years, and she'd also be the first Latina on the city council if she was elected. Tony Perez, a realtor, rounds out the list.
Now, Chris, it's not just candidates that are up for election in Tarrant County. Talk about the local tax and bond elections that are on the ballot.
Yeah, there are a lot of money questions. There are bond elections in four cities to pay for things like infrastructure and community centers. Six cities want to raise or extend sales taxes to pay for city services. And four school districts have bond elections to pay for more than $1.6 billion of school construction and improvement. We're talking about Carroll, Louisville, Mansfield, and Northwest ISDs there.
And in Arlington, that's the second biggest city in Tarrant County. There's an issue on the ballot regarding firefighters. Tell me more about that.
The question in Proposition 2 is whether Arlington should set up a civil service commission to govern personnel decisions for the city's firefighters. They petitioned for this. The Firefighters Association wants a civil service system to take decisions on things like promotions out of the hands of the fire chief and management. But Arlington Mayor Jeff Williams and most of the city council have come out against the proposition. They're worried that it would raise costs.
Now, what's noteworthy about many of these municipal elections is that voter turnout is tiny.
Right, that's true. For example, the last time there was a contested mayor's race in Fort Worth, just about 10% of registered voters showed up. So put another way, that's 90% of registered voters in Fort Worth that didn't vote for mayor. So in some of these municipal elections, just a few votes can make a huge difference and really swing an election.
Chris, thanks so much.
Sure thing.
KERA's Christopher Connolly covers Tarrant County. Election Day in North Texas is May 6th.